Wednesday, the 13th of May, Yudkes Iyar, Rabbi Shaul Yonatan Tawil, Shavuos, our children, our guarantors.
Good morning. Just want to say a quick bracha. I've been living in Eretz Yisrael for many, many years. The past few years I've been listening to all the great shiurim that are going on over here. I think it's amazing that wherever you are in the world you can listen to such great Divrei Torah. And it's a big zuchut. I wanted to give a quick bracha to everybody that's Osek B'tzorchei Tzibur, that you should go Mechayel Evchayel. When a person goes to a shop, normally we go shopping, and we want to make sure that the product that we're buying is a good product. The more expensive the product, the more we want to make sure. If a person goes and he buys an electrical item, he wants to make sure that he's not going to have problems in a few weeks, a few months. If a person goes and buys a car, he wants to make sure that he's not going to have any problem, because it's a lot of money and he doesn't want to have any problems down the line. He gets a warranty, he gets a guarantee. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech HaOlam, he wanted to come and he wanted to give the Torah to Am Yisrael. There's nothing greater than the Torah. Matana, we say, Zman Matan Torotenu. When it comes to Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the greatest present that exists in the world. It's Torah Chayim, it's giving us the ideology for how to live our lives throughout the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Am Yisrael and he wants to give them the Torah. And the Midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah to Am Yisrael, on the Pasuk Moshecheini Acharecha Narutzu, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says Moshecheini, we say Am Yisrael says to Hashem, draw us Acharecha Narutzu, and once you draw us away, we're going to run after you. Says Rabbi Meir, B'Shash Amdu Yisrael Lifnei Har Sinai Lekabel HaTorah, when Am Yisrael was standing in Har Sinai to receive the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amar Alayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilayiki Ani Noten Lachim Et HaTorah, I really want to give you the Torah. But what? You have to give me guarantors. Give me guarantors! I want to guarantee that you're going to keep the Torah. I want to guarantee that there's going to be a future to this giving that I'm giving you. So what did Am Yisrael say? Amar Alayim, our fathers, our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they will be our guarantors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept. They themselves need guarantors. They themselves need guarantors. It's not enough. And the Midrash goes on to say, an example, Lamar Marshal Dome, for example, somebody comes to you and he asks you for £100,000, so you ask him, okay, so give me a guarantor, and the first guarantor you bring, he says he's not good enough, he's not worth his name, and then he brings a second guarantor and it's not good enough, the third guarantor, it's good enough. Says the Midrash, the first guarantor, Am Yisrael, came along and they said, Avotenu, our fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Hashem said, Yesh li aleim, I have things, problems with them. Avraham, it says, by Avraham, Avraham said, B'ma Eda, how will I know? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and he said to him, you're going to receive Eretz Yisrael, your children are going to, you're going to have children, you're going to receive Eretz Yisrael. He said, B'ma Eda, Yesh li adav, I have a problem with that, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak liked Esav. Yaakov said, Nistara Darki Me'Hashem. He didn't have full emunah in a certain stage. Kav Yachol, if we can say such a thing. It's a very, very difficult Midrash. And then Am Yisrael come and say, okay, Avotenu, no, maybe Nevi'im, maybe the prophets. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there were bad prophets as well. Until Am Yisrael say, Omru Harei Boneinu Arevim. What about our children? Our children will be for us the guarantors. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havadai Arevim Tovim Al Yedeihem Etnena Lechem. These are definitely great guarantors. Through them, because of them, I'm going to give you the Torah. So this Midrash is a bit difficult to understand. How Am Yisrael say Avotenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We know they are Yisod Olam. We know that all the time we're saying Bizchut Avotenu. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Rachamim, to have mercy from us. When it comes to Selichas, we're always saying, Aneinu, Elohei Avraham, Aneinu, we're asking for the God of Hashem, of Avraham, to come and to help us, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, and over here we see that they weren't good enough to be our Avim. So why are they not good enough, and where is the Zechut Avot? There's a Gemara in Brachot, and it says, Tanu Rabbanon, Suma, a person who's blind, Misha Eni Yochol Lechavin Et Aruchot, somebody who doesn't know where to daven, he doesn't know where Eretz Yisrael is, what should he do? So, Yechavin libo keneged ovishu b'shamayim. You should pray, you should have in mind the Kodesh Baruch Hu Molei Olam, Hashem is around everywhere. If a person doesn't know which direction to pray, so just at least have in mind that you're praying for to Hashem. What happens if somebody does? So the Gemara continues, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you should face Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And what happens if you're within the Kodesh HaKodeshim itself? You should face the Beit HaKaporet. The Beit HaKaporet, we know in the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the Beit HaMikdosh, of the Mishkan, there was the Kaporet, there was the Aron HaKodesh, there was the Luchas, and on top of it you had the Kaporet, which was the covering, and on top of that, there was the Keruvim. So, if a person wants to pray, says the Gemara in Brochot, a person should have in mind to go to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Kodesh, Kodoshim. Within the Kodesh and Kodoshim, a person should even pray towards, so to speak, the Kaporis, which is where the Kruvim. What's so important about the Kruvim, and about the Kaporis, the Kruvim in particular? So the Gemara says, that we know, the Gemara in Chagiga says, that the Kruvim had were these angelic figures that were figures of children. The Gemara said these happens to be figures of children, and that's what was on top of the holiest place in the Mishkan. So we can understand that one idea when it comes to praying, a person comes to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's praying bizchut yeladeinu, bizchut in the honor of our children, in the merit of our children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachamim on us. In the merit of the chinuch of our children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachamim on us. Where else do we see the idea of kruvim? Shem Shor for Hirsch states that there's three particular incidents throughout Tanakh where it's mentioned about the kruvim. The first happens to be in Bereishis, Perek Gimel over there, when it says Adam Arishon, Vayigaresh Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Adam HaRishon to get out of Gan Eden, so to speak. He was punished after he sinned to get out. And over there, what did it say? It says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Kruvim to guard the way, Derech Eitz HaChaim, so that Adam HaRishon wouldn't go Derech Eretz HaChaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put over there the Kruvim. And continues of Shem Shavuot Hirsch, we also have by the Luchot, like we just mentioned. And finally we have, in the time, in the book of Yechezkel, by the Kisei HaKovod, by the Merkava, by the Kisei HaKovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over there you have mentioned over there as well Kruvim. And over there he states that this is an idea of Torah Yisrael Mekud Shebrit Uchadu. Torah is represented by the Luchot. Yisrael is represented by the Gan Eden, the Tzadikim going to Gan Eden. Mekud Shebrit Uchadu, the Kisei HaKovod. But what we can take from here is, no matter what it is that we see the idea that the Kruvim, this idea of children, is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the holiest of places, on top of the Aron, by Gan Eden, by the Kisei HaKovod, you've got this idea of Kruvim. So what is it exactly about this Kruvim? What is it about the children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so much? There's a famous Gemara in Kuf Yutet, Shabbos Kuf Yutet, on the Beit over there, that says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that the whole world exists just because of the Hevel Piyem Shel Tinok, it's because of the, if you want the different explanation, but the Torah, the Talmud Torah that the children are learning, the whole world exists. What is a child? A child, when we come, we see baby is born. A baby is chafu min pesha, it hasn't done anything. It's an innocent face. That's why so many people, they like to come, they like to touch the baby's face. It's so rough, it's so soft. It feels good. A person can see the innocence of a child, and it represents the fact that he hasn't yet established his bechira, his yetzahara hasn't really been established yet. And so therefore it's a simple person. So we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in every person. When a person is born, a person's got the potential, he sees in front of him the whole world. I can fulfill the whole world. A person is born, he thinks he wants to be this, that, the other, and he's got everything in mind. You can ask a little child, what do you want to be when you grow old? And he'll tell you he wants to be a doctor, and he wants to be a lawyer, and he wants to be a Talmid Chacham, and he wants to be everything biyachad. A person, when he's younger, represents within that child, is represented the whole, if you'd like, the whole DNA of the potential that the child can grow. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the children are our future. If we invest in them, if we invest in them correctly, so then we got a continuation of Torah. Then that can be a proper guarantee. We see in Malachim, Beis, Sancheiriv was coming to attack Yerushalayim. Sancheiriv, the great mighty warrior, was coming to attack Yerushalayim. And he sent messengers to Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, to Chizkiyahu, the king of Judah, and he sent messengers, and they were coming with a mighty army to destroy the whole of Israel, to destroy all of Am Yisrael. And he sent messengers, and the messengers came out, the pasuk over there says, one of them, Rav Shakeh, he came along and he started to say, all of Am Yisrael, stop listening to your king Chizkiyahu, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's going to deceive you, you're going to fall, come, give in. And then it says over there that Chizkiyahu went and he prayed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chizkiyahu went and his prayer says the following. He said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem the God of Israel. And then over there it mentions again, Yoshev HaKruvim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, so to speak, upon the Kruvim. Atahu Elohim Levadecha, you are God, you alone are God. And then Chizkiyahu goes on and he continues to David. Again we see over here an interesting thing. Why is it that Chizkiyahu had to pray regarding, you could have said Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei, what's this Yoshev HaKruvim got to do with anything? Hello, the Gemara explains that in the time of Chizkiyahu, the children, the famous Gemara, the children, Midan Ad Be'er Sheva, they knew all the Torah Kula, they knew all the, even Taurus, Tumas and Taurus, they knew even all the hard halachot of Tumas and Taurus. Says he put a sword in the base of Midrash and he said everybody's got to learn. So he had the zechut of the children. He had the zechut of chinuch. He had the zechut that he was implanting in the children Torah, and he came and he prayed in front of HaKadosh Baruch and he said, Yoshev HaKruvim, you are the Yoshev HaKruvim, that's where you dwell. You represent, you appreciate Hashem, you appreciate the chinuch that goes on, and this is what I'm putting my whole life into chinuch. Please, bezchut HaChinuch Yiladenu, please, have rachamim on Am Yisrael. And we know the story in the end. Sancheiriv was destroyed, Hashem sent a malach, and all his army was destroyed. And so we see the power, again, when it comes to Torah of the Yeradim. It says, in Megillah, Daftes, there's an interesting Gemara. Over there it says that HaKadosh Baruch, there was a king called Talmai HaMelech. Talmai HaMelech, Rashi says over there, is actually an Egyptian king. And he came along and he wanted to translate the Torah into Greek. So he took along 72 chachomim, 72 zekein, that's what it says over there, in Megillah Daftes, and he brought them, and he put them into secluded places, and he told them to translate the Torah. And we know over there that the Gemara says they changed certain girsos, they changed certain words. They didn't want the Egyptian or the Greeks to translate it wrongly. And it's very interesting, one of the words that they changed over there, the Pasuk states in Mishpatim that after the receiving the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu sent Vayishlach et Na'arei Yisrael. He sent the children, if you'd like, of Yisrael, and then they went up and they Vayalu Zevachim Va'olas. They came up and they started to offer up sacrifices. These 72 Chachomim, every single one of them was sitting in a different place. And every one of them was secluded. Nevertheless, each one of them changed this word, Na'arei, to Zatute. Zatute, it's a word in Aramaic that implies importance or lowliness. But it doesn't mean children. Whatever it is, it does not mean children. So if Hashem asks, why did they have to change this? And they answer, because Eitzel Agoyim, by the other nations of the world, there's no real appreciation when it comes to children. The Goyim, if you put, and Moshe sent the children to offer up after such a holy occasion, Matan Torah, the Torah was given to Am Yisrael, and what's Moshe Rabbeinu going and doing? He's sending children to go and offer up sacrifices. The Goyim don't understand, what are you doing sending children? Elamam, but Am Yisrael understands the importance of bringing in the children, getting them involved within the Torah and the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they change that from Zetute, from Na'are to Zetute. We see an amazing thing also, the Gemara Makkah says that there was six main Orei Miklot on one side of the, on Israel, and three main Orei Miklot on the other side of the Jordan. I repeat, main, because there were other small ones. But the Gemara says there were six on the western side and three on the eastern side. And the Gemara over there says, what's happening over here? We have on the western side 9.5 tribes, right? And on the eastern side, you only have 2.5 of the tribes. We have 12 tribes altogether, 9.5 on the west and 2.5 on the east. Gemara says it's not a correct ratio. If you're going to have 9.5 and you're going to have 6, so surely on the other side you should have less than 3 because you've only got 2.5 tribes. And then the Gemara says that there were more killers on the eastern side in Gilad. There were more killers than on the western side. So Rav Avigdor Nevenzahl says, "Ask the Shaila." Many Mefarshim ask the Shaila, and he comes along and he says an amazing thing. He says, "What's going on over here? Okay, there were more killers on the eastern side, but why is that? What caused there to be more killers on the east than on the west? Is there a reason?" And he brings it back to the Torah when the Torah says, when the Bnei Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said to him, "We want to stay on this eastern side. Am Yisrael were going into Eretz Yisrael at the end of 40 years. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu. They say, "Listen, we like this land. It's lush. We've got a lot of a flock. And this land is totally Miknayna. It's good for our flock." And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, "Please, let us stay over here. And the way they phrase it over there in the Pasuk is that they say, "Nivne, let us build pens for our sheep and cities for our children." Over there Moshe Rabbeinu in the end changes it around, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You should build cities for your children and then pens for your flock." So says Rav Avigdor Nevenzahl, says this, there was in their question that they asked, there was intact a problem, because they had underneath them, they were showing that their children were less important, so to speak, than their flock, and that had a roshem, that had an impression on them that lasted dormant, so to speak, for generations, and it wasn't fully metaken. They didn't yet correct that problem, and therefore later on we see that there were more killers because the education system was completely, it wasn't the exact way of the Torah. So you see over there again the importance, that how important it is to continue the Torah through the children. But let's concentrate a little bit about Zechut Avot. What about, okay, we see that the children, it's very important to give over the Torah, to continue the children, and we see how the Torah, how Hashem puts importance towards the children of Am Yisrael. But what about the Zechut Avot? Why is it that when Am Yisrael said to Hashem, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they weren't good enough, they weren't good to be guarantors? So there's a Tomet Avara written by the Moshe Kordovira. It's an amazing thing. He says, on the words, Miel Kamocha, the 13 attributes, he says, these, Miel Kamocha, Nosa Avon, Vafesha, Vachata, etc. At the end, it says, Titen Emet Yaakov, Chesed Lavram, Asher Nishbata, Lavetenu, Mimei Kedem. And over there, the Tomet Devarah says that this pasuk from Micha, represents the 13 attributes that we have, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Vachanun, and he links them over to each one. At the end, he says, what is this idea of Mimei Kedem? Mimei Kedem means in the days of old. I just want to read you a little bit what he says. Harei Midrash Yesh LaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Keshetama Zechus Avos V'Kayotze. There will come a time that Tamu Zechus Avos, that the merits of the fathers will have finished. In other words, and many times you come across this idea that the Zechus Avos will not last forever. The merit of the fathers doesn't last forever. Just like a person can have a Yerusha, can be a billionaire, and then afterwards he'll pass it on to his son, and his son to his son. Each generation we're taking our ideas, we're taking Zechus, we need Zechus to live from the Zechus Avos. It won't last forever. Ma yaseh, what will we do when Tama b'Zechus Avos? V'arei mitzad atzmam eino hagunim. By ourselves, we're not worthy. We are not worthy by ourselves because unfortunately we sin, we have problems, we need Zechus Avos. Ketiv says in Yirmiyahu, Zachati lo chesed nu'urayich. I remember, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed nu'urayich, the chesed that you had when you were young, when you were a sibling, when you were a nation that was coming out of Egypt, when you were just created as a nation. What happened? Lechtech acharei b'midbar. You came out after me into the wilderness. I said, come out, let's go into the wilderness. A nation, 600,000 men, levad mitaf, 3 million, around 3 million people coming out, plus the Erev Rav, so many people coming out of Egypt, and you didn't know where you were going, you didn't know how long you're going to be here. I didn't tell you this is the plan, we're going to be 1 week and we're going to be there. So just follow me from place to place. You had complete bitochon, complete bitochon. I remember that time. He remembers the love that we had previously, and with that love, he has mercy on Yisrael. And with that ignition, so to speak, Hashem remembers all the mitzvot that Am Yisrael has done, from when we were born up to this day. וכול מידות טובות שהקדוש ברוך הוא מנהיג בהם עולמו מכל עושה סגולה רחם בשבילם. And he gathers everything together and he makes with that a segula, so to speak, to have mercy on Am Yisrael. דרך אגב, he continues and he says that כך האדם יתקן הנהגותו. Therefore, talking about a person should also try, and if a person has a problem with somebody, maybe he's been friendly with him for 10, 20 years, and once a person does one bad thing, he can ruin a relationship. A person should always try and remember, Mimekedem, how was the person? He's been good to you for 20 years, he's been good. So we should try and make that. V'yizkolehem atova sh'asu bakatnutam. And with that he says, u'bazeh lo yimtza odo sh'en aroi le'etivo le'etpalal shlomo u'rachem alav. With that, you'll never find anybody that is not worthy of praying. Everybody's got some good in them. Everybody's got some good in them, and especially when it comes to how they were in the youth. So we see that there's a time when Tamu Zechut Avot, when there will be no longer any Zechut Avot. And what do we do as Am Yisrael? We come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, have rachamim on us, mimekhed, and remember how we were in our youth. Again, we're remembering how we were when we were young. Says the Dubna Magid, he links it up over here and he says, over here, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim said, Moshcheini acharecha narutza. Moshcheini, draw me, acharecha narutza, and I'm going to run after you. Says the Dubna Magid, it's a bit of a contradiction. If I say, draw me away, that means you're pulling me, it means I don't really want to come. And then afterwards it says in the Pasuk, acharecha narutza, I'm going to run after you. What is it? Do you want to come or do you not want to come? So Dubna Magid gives a nice mashal and he says, there's once a man, and he was happily married with a son. Unfortunately, his wife passed away. He went and he married another woman. However, this woman was very stingy and was very, very tough. And she didn't want any money going to this man's old son. She didn't want... And the son grew up and he needed money for education. And he came to his dad and she said, go away, you're not getting any money. So the dad went to the son, round the back, and he said, listen, I'm going to write you a shtar, as if I owe you from beforehand, before we got married, money. So he said, okay. He wrote the shtar, gave it to the son. The son came back, knocks on the door, the wife answers. She says, get out of here, it's a forgery, I don't believe it, it's nothing, go away. So he goes back depressed, he doesn't know what to do. Anyway, 1 week passes, and the man comes to his son, and he sees him in the street, says, what's going on? I didn't see you, why didn't you come? He said to him, listen, I knocked on the door and every time I'm coming she keeps on sending me away. She said, it's a forgery. He said, okay, I'll tell you what. I want you to go to Beis Din with this. Go to Beis Din and claim off me, bring Beis Din after me. So bring Beis Din after you, daddy, I love you. I don't want people to get the wrong impression. They're going to think, what? He said, I don't care, do it. And the minute you do it, the minute you start to go over there, I'm going to come out of the house when we hear the news at Beis Din, I'm going to run towards you and I'm going to give you the money that is owed to you. Says the Dubna Magid, this is what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we'd love you Hashem. However, we've got a Yetzahara. We have a Yetzahara throughout the year, we're doing things that might not be very good, and the Yetzahara is holding us back. A man is made out of a Neshama and a Guf. The Neshama wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Guf is Gashmi, we want to stay in this world, so to speak. So we say to Hashem, we want to go, we want to come out to you. However, we've got this Yetzirah that's stopping us, this wife that keeps on stopping us from coming towards you. So what do? We say, Moshcheini, pull us out. Once you pull us out, then we're going to run after you. We see, similarly, when it comes to Yom Kippur, beautiful idea. We have, on Yom Kippur, we take, on the Torah written, writes Achrei Moes, Shnei Seirim, Seirim, right? We should take two Seirim, Seir Echad LaHashem, Seir Echad LaZazel. One Seir went to Hashem, and one Seir LaZazel. And the Gemara says they were identical. What's this idea that one of them was offered up in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, and one of them was taken to the Midbar and thrown off the cliff, and was given, so to speak, to Azazel. Many pshatim over here. One of the amazing pshat is that the fact that we say, again, the same idea. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen Hashem, we're coming on Yom Kippur. We want to make known to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aratzoneinu lasot et ratzon bareinu. We want to do whatever you commanded. However, during the year, we've got the Yetzara coming and it's attacking us. And it's making us sin. And we try, but sometimes we fail. So what we want to know, we want you to know on this day, Yom Kippur, that we have Shnei Seirim. Shnei Echad, Seir Echad LaHashem, Seir Echad LaZazel. But the one LaZazel, we don't want to do anything. We don't have anything to do with it. We want to send it away. And that's the reason why the Mefarshim say that the Gematria of HaSatan, right, is 364. Because on one day, a year, it doesn't have Shlita. That's on Yom Kippur. So we're saying on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this day of the year, we don't want anything to do with it. That's not the real us. It says, the Ramban brings, we read in Achrei Moed, the Ramban brings that between Pesach and Shavuos, we have the Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer, says the Ramban, this is like one big Chol HaMoed. Starting in Pesach, is Yom Tov, you got a Chol HaMoed of Sefiras HaOmer, and then you've got Shavuos is another Yom Tov. And we can understand a little bit, on a deeper level, the idea. What happens on Pesach? On Pesach, one of the main mitzvahs, apart from Matzah, etc., is Vehigadata Levincha. You should say to your child, Pesach is when we came out of Egypt. We didn't finish our simcha until Shavuos. That's the understanding. It's one big simcha. We're building ourselves up. We come to Shavuos and then we finish the simcha, so to speak. We receive the Torah. Vehigadata Levincha is such a main mitzvah that we sit down on the Seder night and the Rambam says you give egoism, you give nuts, you want to make the children interested, they have to, just so that they ask. We have the manishtana. The children are saying the full sin, the Abbonim, comes to Shavuot. We've also got a connection with the children. We have our children, says the Midrash, our children are our guarantors. In fact, the Shloh writes, when it comes to Tefillah, he says, person should always pray. It's an obligation to pray for all our tzonos. We should pray to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in particular, we should pray for our wives, we should pray for our children. And he says that one of the main times to pray for the children, I'll just quote exactly what he says, my heart tells me that the most auspicious time for such a prayer is Erev Sivan. Why? In the month of Sivan we were given the Torah, and thereby called Hashem's children. Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. The Torah says, Bonim Atem, we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's children as well. So there's a very big connection between Pesach and Shavuos and throughout the whole Sefirah being part of the Chol HaMoed when it comes to the children. Just want to end with a quick story of Yochanan Wasserman. He had once he mentioned an amazing story. There was a man called Rav Dinus, and he was a big wealthy person, and he used to give a lot of tzedakah, and unfortunately one thing led to another, and he went down in his wealth went down, and he lost all that he had. He had two son-in-laws that were massive talmidei chachamim, rosh yeshivas, and so the Rav Yochanan Wasserman once said, "What zechut did this man have to have these talmidei chachamim as son-in-laws?" And he said an amazing story. He said, "When I was younger, I went around collecting." I had to collect money. And there was this Rav Dinus, and he was in his house. I came down at night, and I saw from the window that he had beautiful, expensive carpets. And it was a bit raining, and my feet were full of mud, and I didn't want to come in and dirty those rugs. So I went around the back, and I knocked on the door, and of course the children were there, and they came and they saw the Gadol Hador is standing there knocking at the back. They were surprised, "What are you doing at the back?" They came to tell me, they started to call their father, "Come and look." And so he came and said, Rabbi, what are you doing over here? Why are you coming from the rug? He said, listen, I tell you the truth, my feet are dirty, and I don't want to ruin your expensive rugs. And this Rabbeinu says to him, listen, Rabbi, all my life I've been teaching my children to give kovod chachamim. All my life I've been teaching my children to give kovod chachamim. If you're going to come here from the back, they're going to get the wrong idea. If you're going to come from the back and you're going to say, I'm worried about my rugs for kovod chachamim, you're going to get the wrong idea. Please, Rabbi, you must come from the front and show them that it doesn't make a difference to me that you come from the knee. I put kovod chachamim above. And he says, b'zchut zeh, that this Rav Dainis was zoiche, so to speak, because he implanted in his children the kovod haTorah from such a young age, and he himself showed it lemaisa, so he was able to have that. So Be'ezrat Hashem, as we approach Shavuot, we should know that our children are our guarantors. The continuation of Torah for Hashem is very, very important. The idea of children in the world is very, very important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a lot of bracha in leading our children always. Bavodas Hashem. Amen.